We go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in Bruins forward Chris Wagner, who joins us now. Chris, how you doing?
What's going on, guys? What's new?
Well,
Joe, you back?
I'm back, dude.
Not really.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He looks all right. He looks better the last couple of days. He looks good.
Hey, Chris, they're trying to change that 12 o'clock song on Thursdays, Easy Lover by Phil Collins. You got a take on that?
I don't. I don't know many Phil Collins songs. Oh, actually,
maybe we got
the only one I know is the one from Tarzan. It reminds me of my mom.
Oh, You'll Be In My Heart. I love that song.
Yeah, that one.
That's a great one.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Good. Oh, Mrs. Wagner. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe we should audition that later today. See if that.
No, I don't think that would be a good fit for the new.
And for Chris, we'll do it for Wags.
If you have a suggestion,
his mother.
Anything else? Not Phil Collins. We'll take it.
All right.
We once famously had a caller that called Zoe and said, "Why is it so hard to play quarterback in the NFL?" So let me ask you, why is it so hard to score goals in the NHL?
Yeah.
Goalies are pretty good these days. I don't know. I thought we played our best game in the island and we didn't score. So just got to start. Maybe we'll get a couple bounces around the net and then maybe the floodgates will open. But it's only three games so far. But obviously with the shortened season, you want to kind of get a jump on everybody. But maybe we'll change things tonight.
How about those?
Go ahead, Hardy. I was going to ask about the pucks. You know, we just heard Marchand asking or answering a question about the pucks, but the microprocessors. That's right. Yeah. Miles Kenefick put those microprocessors in the pucks. You guys didn't like it, or could you tell the difference?
You think I could tell the difference? Come on. I'm just trying to make sure it's still on my stick. I don't think it matters what puck it is. I couldn't tell the difference, but that was a pretty good cackle from Hags there.
Oh.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Slappy. Wow.
It sounds like he wasn't alone either. Like someone else opened up their line to let you know how funny they found it.
Yeah.
It was like a bad villain laugh. Like, it was like, geez, relax.
Jesus. He don't get out much. He doesn't get out much, as you can tell.
So if the team starts scoring goals, there's going to be that sort of superstition of the bad pucks. You're never going to want those things back.
No, I don't know what it actually tracks. Like, I guess guys' shots and stuff, but yeah, I honestly don't know the full analytics side of it. Than what the point of it really was.
Did you see any of the data from it? Because we thought maybe we would get some from, like, watching it on TV. I didn't see anything. Did you?
Puck speed and all that stuff.
Did you get anything?
No, I certainly didn't. I'm sure I could find some if I asked around, but I don't know if I want to see my analytics on my shot speed and everything. Kind of reminds me, remember the Fox tracking pucks? Like in the All-Star game?
Yeah. Couldn't watch it.
Incredible.
Couldn't watch it.
Yeah,
you couldn't even watch it.
Well, do they have the sensors in your sweaters? The sensors sewn in there right now?
Yeah, we got the catapult things that, like, track our movements on the ice, like how fast we're going and what we do. But I see some of that data sometimes. I don't fully understand it. You'd have to talk to our analytics department. And they can come on and talk to you guys about that.
Oh, good.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. I'll pass on that one.
We'll give those nerds a call. It's angry.
We don't put nerds on here.
Break down the numbers if you don't mind. Good take or bad take by many right now. Is this good or bad? People are saying when Pastrnak comes back, we've got a lot of calls on this. Pastrnak comes back, all the Bruins scoring problems are solved.
They definitely hit that. I would say getting the leading goal scorer helps a lot, but then it will be about, you know, secondary scoring when he comes back. So I wouldn't say they're fully solved, but it definitely helps the issue. When the guy who scored 48 goals last year comes back, yeah, that will help.
Hey, does it feel normal? I mean, you guys haven't played on home ice since prior to the damn bubble, for God's sake, but... You know, first game on home ice tonight, and You're not bubbleized and all that. Does it feel like a normal season now for you guys as you ease into this thing? I know it's early.
No, not really. I mean, I talked to my buddy yesterday about this. Like you sign up to play in front of fans when you like think about it as a kid. Like that's what makes like the NHL really cool. Yeah, like competing's great and everything, and you know you're playing games, but when you play in front of fans, it's a whole different aspect, especially if you're going around trying to, you know, hit guys and, yeah, you know, fights break out. Like that brings the energy of the building up, and that's just, we don't have that right now, which it is what it is. But no, I mean, it's nice to go home and not be in a bubble for 6 weeks, but we're not really doing anything when we're home. We're pretty much stuck inside, and you can't really go out because you don't want to risk, you know, contracting the virus. And then being out, you know, potentially 21 days or whatever it is.
Chris, let me ask you something. How do you get a biscuit taste in a beer? Because your beer that you've developed with Harpoon that I failed to ask you about last week reportedly has a biscuit taste to it, along with honey and lemon zest. Honey and lemon zest, I get. Biscuit? Nice. Biscuit in a beer?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how that. I'm still mad that I lost that vote to Coyle. I'm mad because I had it last year and it was kind of my thing, and now I had to share it with Chuck, and then he wins the vote, and I'm kind of chopped liver now. So, you know, it hurts.
Well, I'm sorry that you didn't have a better answer on the biscuit taste. I was hoping we could.
I only wanted the kind of beer. I didn't really have that much say in the taste.
Oh,
so there you go.
All right, yeah. So they gave you the choice of whether you would get the pale ale or the
beer. Yeah. Just give me a beer.
Jeez, I mean, that really destroys a lot for me, because I always thought when athletes put their name and image on things that they're fully involved in the creative process.
They're in the lab.
Apparently, that's not the case.
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't have my lab coat on. You know, they're like, "Oh yeah, let's make this like a biscuit."
Are you telling me? Are you telling me that David Ortiz's salsa wasn't made by David Ortiz?
No, stop.
No, he might have been. I can't be in the brewery during COVID right now. You know, making beers. You know, that's the thing. I wasn't taste testing. That's true. But I'm sure Big Poppy salsa, he was chopping the onions and tomatoes and throwing it all in.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Would you give up three first rounders for Deshaun Watson? You're the Patriots.
I was talking to my buddies about this. How about Gardner Minshew is one of my buddies' takes. He wanted him as a quarterback here. How about that?
Yeah, Gardner Jakes Minshew. Yeah. Great.
I take him.
Put him in the mix.
I take him over Cam.
I put him in the mix. I don't know that get him and commit to him, but he's an option.
No, he's an option. I don't know. If we gave up three first rounders with the same receiving core with Deshaun Watson, what do you get?
Nothing.
9-7?
Yeah. Zero.
Yeah, you have a shot at being a playoff team. You're not there yet, but they have money to spend. They got cap space. A lot of cap space. Get that.
Do you guys have like a N'Keal Harry on your team? You look at it and you say, wow, that guy's such a high pick, but this guy's awful.
Yeah.
So I was listening to some games on the radio. You made me laugh a couple times about that.
I got to call. I can see it, man. It's bad.
He's a boy.
He's bad.
Yeah. I'm not going to comment.
He's not going to do that. Come on.
I know. It's a joke.
Yeah. You are going to be you're going to be watching the games though this weekend. You know, you play Saturday, football Sunday.
Oh,
you're
going
to be watching Brady.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys? You know, I know Zoe's rooting for him.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we are. Oh,
yeah.
Point. Somewhat reluctantly.
Beatles flipped.
Somewhat reluctantly, but I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be mad if he wins. It's just like, it's not the same. I don't know.
Not.
I feel like some people are mad that he's saying he won't live in New England. He kind of trashed the place, and now he's just. Yeah, Bruce Arians saying he's letting him coach. Like, what? Yeah, he's a quarterback.
Yeah, who does that in your room?
Yeah,
like, who does Bruce all of a sudden say, hey, you can coach the team today? You know, you take over.
Nobody. I mean, Birdie's a captain, and that's the closest thing to it. But, I mean, I wouldn't say anyone's coaching coming up with – strategies, really. That's the coach's job. That's why they're the coach. Yeah.
we'll play that song for your mom later during the show.
Sounds good.
You have a moment with her. All right.
All right.
Well, good luck tonight, buddy.
All right, Chris.
All right. See you guys.
See you, Chris. See you, Wagner, pal, of the Boston Bruins, joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.